Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, just this past Friday, we got a blockbuster monthly jobs report. Still, though, millions out of work. One thing we saw during the pandemic, that lower-level workers were often hit harder than senior-level workers who could easily pivot and do their jobs at home. Amid all of this, we've been talking to leaders about how work is shifting. Here are some thoughts on that. The heads of two executive and high-end talent search and acquisition firms who recently joined forces. Let's bring in Jody Greenstone-Miller. She's founder and CEO at Business Talent Group. Jody on the phone in Los Angeles. And then on the phone in Washington, D.C., Heidrick & Struggles President and CEO Krishnan Rajagopalan. Folks, nice to have you here with us. Tell us, first of all, about how you got together. Jody, we've talked with you several times before about what's going on in the workplaces and what's going on in partnerships. Why did you want to do this deal and join forces?
Well, thanks for having us. Sure. It's an exciting day. We are just thrilled to be joining forces with Heidrick & Struggles, which is, you know, as you probably know, one of the leading brands in executive search and leadership consulting, but is also a pioneer and actually created the industry. So it's appropriate that they are now taking, you know, the really bold step of recognizing that on-demand high-end talent is going to be an important piece of the future. I should let Krishnan chime in on why he was excited about that, but we couldn't be more excited as a chance to really grow and expand the platform that we have built.
Well, Krishnan, come on in on this. I mean, talk to us about, you know, why did joining forces make sense and why now specifically?
Great. Thank you for having us on the call as well. Look, we're truly excited about this acquisition. Heidrick is the first global leadership advisory firm to go beyond search and leadership advisory services to enter the on-demand, high-end independent space. You know, BTG is the high-end independent talent space leader, and that combination just made sense to us. A one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work for our clients, and the addition of BTG and the on-demand capability, it allows Heidrick & Struggles to meet all of our clients' top talent needs by offering really a full range of executive and high-end talent solutions, whether that's going to be for an immediate project-based initiative, it could be for an interim executive, or for a permanent placement. So that's what got us really excited. As we've been partnering together for the last 2 years on an exclusive basis, and we could see the acceleration in demand and what our clients were looking for.
So when it comes to on-demand high talent, this whole concept, it's kind of like the gig economy for senior-level execs, right? Or it's like what consulting used to be. Or how, you know, Jody, how is it different from folks who used to take on consulting gigs in the past?
The difference is that we're creating a platform for a global market that will identify the best immediately available talent, people who are former executives, subject matter experts, consultants, project managers, and make that talent available in a, you know, an accessible way to the world's best companies. So I think the difference is we're taking something that was done a little bit in an ad hoc way, not unlike eBay did with flea markets, and making, you know, through technology and just an understanding that work can be done differently allows us to really change what's possible for talent and what's possible for companies. And to me, what makes this really exciting is that this acquisition validates the fact that the on-demand talent market at the high level is important, and it's important to our clients. It's important to Heidrick's clients. And I analogize it to GM deciding they're going to get into the electric vehicle business. It's the future.
But what
and
does it mean?
Sorry, go ahead.
No. Forgive me. Finish up, please.
No, I was just saying I think it's the future, and I think it's a unique value proposition for our respective clients that we can do, you know, everything from on-demand to permanent placement.
So, Krishnan, you know, tell us about some of your clients and what you're hearing from them, because I do wonder if, you know, companies are increasingly not just outsourcing lower level jobs, but outsourcing in some ways kind of more senior level jobs because they can. And they can just pull in a senior executive when they need to for a specific project. I mean, talk to me about kind of the psyche within some of your clients and what they're looking for.
Sure. Look, I think the psyche is changing, so I'll talk to that in a second. The clients want agility, they want flexibility, they want speed, and all of that's only accelerating. So they want the right talent and the right solutions, and they want it now. And, you know, there's a lot of research out there that says that that trend has been going on for a while. Publications such as HBR have written and shown that 90% of business executives believe that on-demand talent will be critical to their future. But what this pandemic has done is it has accelerated that. Not only acceptance of, you know, the fact that people can work where they want, but also how we work. Okay, so the same forces that make companies more open to employees working from home have also opened their eyes to the benefits of tapping different pools of talent, of high-end independent talent, because those are sometimes the best pools, skilled former executives who want to work really on their own terms as well and be able to leverage that. So we see our clients very open to that. As I said, we've been partnering for the last 2 years. We've got so many cases now of where clients have asked us for this type of talent.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
I want to get back to our conversation. We're talking with Jody Greenstone Miller, founder and CEO at PTG Business Talent Group. She's still with us from LA. Also with us is Heidrick & Struggles president and CEO Krishnan Rajagopalan. He is on the phone in Washington, D.C. Hey, what I want to ask both of you is, we just had a story cross on the Bloomberg. It's among our most read, and it's talking about Jen Psaki of the White House press secretary saying that the U.S. government will not issue so-called vaccine passports. What's interesting is I think the world is trying to figure out how do we get global travel back. And I do wonder, Krishnan, let me talk to you in terms of your business and what you're seeing, that what do we need to make kind of the business community feel secure, and how will that maybe impact talent acquisition?
Yeah. Terrific question. We're looking into a crystal ball here to answer that one. But look, I think we just need to feel safe. And right now, that perspective isn't quite out there. So I do believe passports at least are indicative of some level of safety and environmental controls and safe and health controls in different places. So I think you'll need something that looks like that, if not all that, for people to feel comfortable. I think people are feeling comfortable getting on planes now, but landing at the destination and then perhaps being trapped there, given how things are changing, makes people feel uncomfortable. So I think that global business travel is going to be dependent on increasing the comfort level for people to be able to do that.
Hey, Joe, do you want to weigh in? I'm curious about what you think about that.
I mean, we're a company that's always been comfortable with remote work, and so it's actually less of an issue, both for our talent and for BTG. And in fact, I think some of the changes that we think will remain after the pandemic is that there will be a greater percentage of work done, even at the most senior levels, you know, remotely. And so I think on the one hand, everything Krishnan says is right for getting back to in person, but I also think you'll see more and more people comfortable with remote.
Interesting. Well, let's talk a little bit further when it comes to this remote versus hybrid. We did a big work shift event here at Bloomberg last week talking with heads of companies, and you know, there's gaps between leaders feel like things are going pretty well. There's a lot of lower level workers, especially younger ones, who feel like, wait a minute, I'm not getting the FaceTime that I'd like to get, and I kind of want flexibility, but I also want FaceTime. Jody, where is it all going in your view?
I think you're going to end up with a mix. I think people are really individual. Some people like to work remotely, some people don't. I think that is not limited to one level or another. I think it's a personal preference. And I think organizations are going to have to accommodate both. And shifting, you know, the ability to have some in-person and some remote, and it's going to be a much more fluid, agile, flexible environment.
You agree, Krishnan?
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's going to be a hybrid environment without any question. I do think we need to figure out that are we leveraging everything in remote to develop people as well, and are we bringing them along? I mean, there's a beauty to a Zoom screen in that it democratizes everybody on the screen and allows you to bring others as well. So I think there's opportunities to develop people that people maybe are not thinking about as well that we need to push on in that side of the world as well.
So when it goes to, you know, going back to what we kicked off with and you folks getting together and talking about on-demand high talent, Krishnan, is there certain industries where you in particular see where companies want a senior level, experienced executive to work for a project? Does it really kind of take off in certain industries, or is it rather broad-based?
It is rather broad-based, okay. Is what we're seeing. There are some that are probably a bit more advanced than others, but I think the conversation is going on in all industries.
And in terms of pay, is it equivalent? Like, I'm just curious how it works.
Jody Barry, you're right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jody.
I was just going to answer on the industry. I mean, we've seen life sciences be early adopters, and
okay.
That makes sense because they're project-based by drug almost. Each drug is a project. But, you know, the kinds of things this community of talent can do is quite broad. They can do market assessments, they can develop an e-commerce strategy, they can do a PPE supply chain, or they can be an interim CFO. So it really does cut across industry and function. And, you know, in terms of salaries and income, you know, you can price yourself. And if you've got a skill that is in high demand, if you're a blockchain expert or have something that is really in demand, you get to set your price. So it's it is really a market. And independent talent, which is really a choice that most of these executives and professionals are making, is something that they've decided is the right way for them to at least spend a portion of their career. And that's driving a lot of this, which is the talent preference to work in a different way.
Now, Jody, I know we've talked about this before, but in terms of those that seem to excel doing on-demand, you know, work for companies, whether it's a job for a few months or maybe a year or so, is it a certain kind of demographic that you're noticing?
It's not a demographic as much as it's a temperament. It's people who like to do the work, who like to roll up their sleeves. We certainly know that millennials are very interested in working this way. It's people who like being independent, you know, who like deciding what they work on and who they work for. And it's people who want to control their career in a different kind of way.
And Krishnan, while we've got you, and maybe I can pose this to both of you as we wrap up, when you look at the market environment, I mean, one of the things that has really weighed on all of us in the last year as we got through the, you know, early months of the pandemic and even some of the later months last year is just the lack of visibility in what's next. How do you see the market environment right now? What does the economy look like? You've got a global picture on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the markets and the economy have been surprisingly healthy is what I would say. At least up to this stage right now. So I think they're feeling more buoyant than they were in the fourth quarter of last year. So I think there's some positivity in the market. And generally speaking, it's true globally is what I would say in terms of what we're seeing.
And Jody, your thoughts on that?
You know, we're seeing record demand and interest. And I think that's, I've always thought we were a little bit of a leading indicator that as the economy starts to come back, companies are interested in getting back to work, particularly for growth and innovation. And I think that is a good sign. I think there's still obviously uncertain hurdles that we all have our eye on. But so far, I think people are feeling good about the future.
Well, I got to say, great to catch up with both of you. We do watch the labor force, and it has evolved a lot in a big way over the past year. And it's interesting. I know, Jody, we've talked about this with you before, but Krishnan, great to get your views, too, on how we're seeing, especially when it comes to senior-level positions, just this whole concept of on-demand talent. It's really fascinating. Jody Greenstone-Miller, founder and CEO at Business Talent Group, and Heidrick & Struggles president and CEO, Krishnan Rajagopalan, joining us. For the whole Bloomberg Business Week team, have a safe and good evening, everyone. I'm Carol Masser. This is Bloomberg.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.